I am Camille Johnson, and this is Finding the Floor. Stories and reflections of midlife motherhood, family, and finding meaning in it all. Join me as I share a little piece of my life and figure out what I want to be when I grow up. Hey friends, welcome to Finding the Floor. This is episode 175. And today I'm doing a goal check-in and reset. Because back in January, you guys, I mentioned that I was going to try to just do like quarterly goals and check in and see how they're going and then regroup, because I noticed that if I set goals for like the year, I tend to forget about them in March anyway. So that's what I'm doing today to keep myself on track. But first, how's everybody doing today? Anybody eating more protein or doing more resistance training to strengthen and be stronger as we age? Ugh. I actually have been trying to do that, and right now I have really sore legs. Ow! But it's good. Soreness is good. I mean, it's not so sore that I can't move, but just, you know, that little bit of uncomfortable sore, which means I worked hard. Okay. So we are in March. You guys, March 22nd is when this podcast will come out. And I just feel like, what happened to March? It has gone by so fast. What the heck? So we have a busy weekend coming up. My daughter's in a musical, and then we have state conference, and then we have the reopening of the Kirtland Temple. And I don't know, many of you probably know all this, but the whole Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints just recently bought a lot of property from the Community of Christ, which included the Kirtland Temple. And we live like 15 minutes from the Kirtland Temple. My husband's the stake president of the Kirtland Stake. So it was, I'm sure it's a big deal all over, but for us, it was like very real. Like, what? Very shocking. And then we're very aware of all the members of the Community of Christ who live in our neighborhoods and who we have worked with for the past so many years and have been taking care of this building. And we're very affected by this purchase. So it's been quite a whirlwind of the past few weeks. Whew. And now I'm grateful that I have a moment actually that to think about my goals and to really kind of check in and regroup, really, and reset. So how are your goals too? As you're thinking about this, as I share mine, maybe you think about how your goals or dreams or plans or processes or new habits that you wanted to start doing, how is that going? And if it's not going well, as I'm going to report to you, as it's, I don't know if I want to say not going well, but it's not, has not been going, then you can just start over, which is the best part about goals and starting new habits. You can just start them whenever you want. And maybe the end of March is the best time to start a new goal or habit or some dream you have. Maybe it is not a good time for you to start it in January. Just a thought. Because spring is renewal. So why not start something new in spring? Which is what I'm basically going to have to do. So I'm going to tell you what didn't happen. But then also, I have been doing some things. It's not like I've been not doing anything. But I noticed that this year I made a goal to actually write the things down that I wanted to do. I have this kind of new planner that I'm writing things down. And I had this goal. It was actually part of this productivity challenge that Jody Moore put out and had a whole series about being more productive and thinking about your mind and how that all works. And she just had a challenge that, like, you need to take this and not just listen and do something. And so try a challenge of, like, is there something you want to accomplish? And let's do it in a month and see if we can, like, do this. And I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to clear out my storage room, clean it out, declutter. Back in December, I was like, let's go, let's do this. And this would be my motivation. And so I made a plan and I wrote it all out. And then I went and I started. And you guys, so in my storage room, the people that lived in the house before us added on to part of our kitchen, but they didn't add on in the basement. Okay. So there's a little bit of, like, crawl space that you can kind of reach up beyond the storage space and, like, put stuff in there. And so the beginning of my goal was to, like, okay, I'm going to take a day to conquer this. Not really a day, a session to pull out all the stuff and deal with that in that crawl space, and then a section in this other crawl space. And then I'll just, you know, get the momentum. And so I started pulling things out. And what I didn't realize was, first of all, the space is way bigger than I realized. And we had put just a ton of stuff back there. It's like where things go, you just forget about them because, like, you can't really see back there. So I started pulling things out, and there were, like, boxes of sentimental stuff and boxes of stuff I hadn't used in years. And I just, like, got overwhelmed because it just kept on coming. And I'd given myself, like, 30 minutes to, like, go through all that stuff. And that was totally not realistic and something I didn't realize. So I got overwhelmed, started going through things and started, you know, sorting and putting things, like, for giveaway and sentimental. And but then my 30 minutes were over and I was like, I barely touched that. And I got overwhelmed by it and, like, literally didn't go back. That is not good. That is not being productive. But isn't it interesting how just, like, decluttering and trying to get rid of stuff, it's not physically hard to get rid of stuff. It's just, like, emotionally hard to make all those decisions right away. And then you're like, well, now what do I even do with it? Like, do I send it to Goodwill and I make a pile here? And so that's why sometimes I don't even want to deal with it. It's like, there's so many decisions and I don't know. And so I just was like, wow, okay. That is probably not the best to just have a pile, because now I have a pile sitting on the floor of my storage room of stuff that I pulled out, sorted, and then haven't dealt with. I did throw the garbage away. So now I just need to regroup, and I've decided that I'm not going to do this storage room in a month because I noticed that our lives just got really busy. And on the days when I substitute teach, I tend to be kind of drained and not as productive. And I need to be realistic of, like, where my energy will be so that I can, like, tackle these things. It does take a lot of mental energy to, like, go through stuff and get rid of things. So that's what I'm going to do. And I have a good motivating reason for clearing out my storage room. Because my overall goal is, my husband and I thought it'd be really fun to maybe put on an addition on our house or move to a little bit bigger house. But we love where we live and our neighborhood. So we thought, well, maybe we can just put on an addition. Because they put on an addition, but they didn't go down to the basement and they didn't go up to the third floor. And maybe we just kind of redo a couple things. And then I was like, well, if we want to do that, right now, I don't think we're financially ready to do that because we got a wedding that we got to deal with. And, you know, it'll take a while. And then even just to get to that point, we'll have to, like, pack up and get rid of all the stuff. So why don't I, as a way to pre-prepare, start decluttering and getting rid of stuff that I really don't need? So that is my motivation. It's kind of a long shot motivation, but if you have a little tiny dream that's kind of big, but you can work in a small way towards it, like me in the storage room, that's sort of how I'm working towards that. And I'm also just going to have fewer days that I do it. So maybe for sure on a Saturday, I can have some time, and then maybe one other day a week. And maybe it's just on Saturdays. I'll see how that goes. But the other thing I thought that might help me when I was thinking about like Atomic Habits and how he talks about like habit stacking, or doing something you love paired with something that's not so fun. So for me, like the whole mental process of decluttering seems overwhelming. And maybe I just say, you know what, I'm going to find a really good book and give myself the rule that I can't listen to the book unless I'm in the basement cleaning out my storage room. So there's my motivation. So I'll let you know how that works. But that's sort of what I'm going to regroup and do for this next quarter with that little goal. And the other thing that I noticed that I'm kind of not good at doing is really scheduling time in my day, just like I would when I write down appointments or lessons for my kids, or, you know, when I'm working, that I need to schedule that time to declutter. And I probably mentioned this in a few different podcasts, and here I am. I did it for a while and then I stopped doing it. So I've got to remember to just make sure I set aside a time and look at my schedule and see where I can fit it in, and then actually do it when I say I'm going to do it. So again, not putting it unrealistically in a time where I'm going to be super drained, because I need to have a little more energy to do that. So I need to like be aware of where my energy reserves are. So maybe more at the beginning of a day, like on a Saturday, because that's what I did when I cleaned out my garage. And that was like 4 years ago, because I was talking about this at the very beginning when I was doing my podcast. I set aside an hour every day, and that was in the summer, so I had more time. But I would just put on a book and give myself an hour. And that was actually pretty good. So maybe I need to be more realistic, give myself a longer amount of time, but maybe just not as often. Anyway, we'll see how that works. But scheduling the time is what I need to do. Because if you make a plan, right, you obviously, I feel like with goals or processes or habits you want to start doing or stop doing or all those things, you need to make a plan, and then you schedule time to implement the plan. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. And then you get frustrated that you're not making it happen. Okay, so that I think is really one little key that I'm going to put back into my life. Okay, so the other goal I had was to like refresh one of my bathrooms. And I noticed that for some reason, I just can't get to that goal, and I'm going to like move that one to the summer when I don't have to deal with like working, because I'm just going to sub during the school year and then in the summer take off. So then I have a little more time, but it's also, I'm going to put it kind of in August or the end of July, because I know we'll have the whole wedding stuff that's going to be happening at the end of June. So I'm being realistic about that, but I'm pushing that to later. But that I also need to make a plan, I've decided, put the plan into place, maybe get supplies and check with my husband to see if he's cool with it. And I even could do like small little things, because I need to like repaint the trim in the bathroom and the back of the door, and then just slowly look for, I want to put like a new mirror and maybe paint the vanity, or get a new vanity, or just see if I can get a new countertop. Like all those things will be good as I prepare to then execute. So again, I have to like have a plan, prepare, set aside time to do those things. I think that's the people that are most productive are aware of all these things. They don't just like happen. And it's not like I'm not productive. But anyway, that little like household goal is moving to the next quarter. Let's see, we're March, April, May. Yeah. So it'll be the third quarter of the year. And then lastly, I thought it'd be so fun to take some time with each of my girls and just like go through their room, get rid of clothes that they don't like. Maybe if they want to repaint their room, you know, and just make it fun for them. And so when you have somebody else involved with a goal in mind, let's say your child's room, it is harder for them to like get on board. I noticed that they were like, why? Why do we even want to do that? So that one hasn't happened. And I have had them clean their room. So that's good. And now I have this one idea for my one daughter who is a little more motivated. So that might happen. Maybe we'll see about it happening over spring break. But I can't like say, hey, I want to do this to your room. And then they're like, no, I don't even want that. So my one daughter didn't even want that. So she loves her room as is. And I guess I just need to deal with that until they leave. Then I can just do whatever I want. Okay. So yeah, so that didn't happen either. So a lot of my goals got started or didn't really happen. And then I was thinking, well, what did happen this year that may not have been my goals? So then I had this time when I was substitute teaching the other day. It was like the teacher that I was substituting for had a prep period that they actually didn't have me like go to another class. So I actually had time during this prep period. And so I just was like writing down my goals and then reflecting on the things that I had done like just throughout these last 3 months. And it's been a busy 3 months. It's been busy with my husband and his work and state conference stuff. He's had to like do all this stuff when we had a one ward leave and another ward come in. And there's been so much reorganization and then his work's been busy and we had to kind of regroup and make sure we specifically made like a time for us, like a date time. And we would set aside like an afternoon where he wouldn't work and I wouldn't work, that we could just be together because we noticed it was just getting pretty crazy. And so that has been really good. And then I was noticing, well, yeah, we traveled. We went and saw my son do his opera. We've been planning for the wedding. I've been substitute teaching. I have been volunteering with all my kids' stuff, helping out with the musical. And so we've been busy. And some of those things that you kind of have to fit in between your life haven't fit in very well, as I've noticed. But that's all okay. I feel like I've done a lot of good things and I can regroup and start over and kind of plan more accordingly with the things that I wanted to get done that didn't happen. So that's really good. The last thing I noticed that I wrote down in my plans for like January was to get my head around like thoughts about my job or having a different job. I was feeling really unsettled in January. And I've noticed I've just done a couple things that have really helped me settle in and kind of like appreciate substitute teaching and its freedom in scheduling that I have. So a couple things that I've been doing that's been really helpful is I've been very picky about my positions. I mean, even more, like I really try to hold out to get only high school assignments. I guess that's what they're called. So I really try to make sure I'm only doing high school assignments and that has really helped. And then I've been much more defined on the days I've decided that I'm going to work. So I just want to work maybe 2 to 3 days a week so I have time for my podcast and then I can serve in the temple and it seems to work out pretty well. And one thing that I also started doing that I noticed that I was really annoyed to wait for an assignment phone call in the morning. So how it works with substitute teaching, at least in my district or the group that I'm part of, you have like a portal that you can log into and you can see what teachers need coverage. And so I usually check that in the evening, but sometimes if there's not a job I want to take, then you can get a call in the morning if you say you're available for the next day. And the call would always come on my way to take my kids to seminary. And so if I wanted to work, I wasn't prepared to work. Does that make sense? Because when I would take them to seminary, I'm not like dressed, ready to go. And then depending on if I'm driving them or if the other person we carpool with is driving them to school, I don't have as much time to get ready. So I started doing something instead of just waiting for them to call me, since I'm up at 5 a.m. anyway with my kids as they get ready to go to seminary, that I check the portal at 5 a.m. And then if there's a job that morning, then I can just switch with my husband and have him drive on the days that I choose to work. That has been so much better. Instead of like, oh, I'm going to get up and pretend I have a job just in case they call. I didn't like the waiting. And so I just like that it's very proactive of me. If there's not a job available the night before, I wake up in the morning because it, you know, teachers will get sick or will not realize that they need to take the day off. And there's usually another job in the morning. And so I just do that. And that has really kind of helped me settle in to substitute teaching. And I feel more comfortable. I'm comfortable in the school. I notice that there's a few teachers that I've had a handful of times. And so I'm more comfortable with the students. I don't have as much anxiety as I had like a year ago when I started. Like every single time when I'd be getting ready to substitute teach, like I would kind of be freaking out a little bit. And now I notice that I'm just like, I'm fine. And it's so nice. Like I feel like I found my stride in how I want to like use this position, and it's really been good. And I really enjoy the flexibility of it because I just choose my schedule, and you don't really get that a lot with other jobs. Even though as I've been working, I was like, oh, it'd be so great to find something remote so I could do stuff from home, and I haven't been able to find that like the right thing. And I think this is a really good compromise because it's kind of fun. At the end of the day, I just meet my girls after school and we drive home together. And there have been a couple days where I've been in my girls' class and I just kind of warn them. I'm like, I took your art teacher's class today, so I'm going to be there. And it was cute because my one daughter has art at the very end of the day. So she just was like helping me clean up the classroom. And then we went out and walked to the car together. So it's just kind of fun. And I never thought I would say that about substitute teaching. So I've grown a little bit, and I've also just liked this new system that I'm developing for myself. And then I've also relaxed a little bit about figuring out what to do about growing my podcast. That was overwhelming me too. And right now I'm just staying the course. I'm not going to worry about my newsletter or, you know, being on social media a little bit more. I mean, you guys feel free to share as much as share it with people. If you love it, I would appreciate it. But right now I've just been pretty content, and I'm excited for what's coming. So the next book, you guys, I'm going to talk about was actually recommended by one of you guys, one of our listeners, he reached out, and it's called The Anatomy of Peace, and it is really good. And so I am going to talk about this book, and I think it's going to be really timely as we kind of go through this year with this election season, and how do we find peace within ourselves and within our families as we go through this. It's an interesting way that they present how to find peace in your life from like a non-religious perspective, if that makes sense. But it actually really is good. So That's what I'm going to be sharing the next couple of weeks. Although next week I'm going to do an Easter episode and then start that book. Okay, so you guys, how are things for you? Have you been accomplishing goals, or did you have things that you like started or wanted to do but haven't done? I think this is really a good time to just recheck. Here we go, beginning of spring. What do you want to renew? What do you want to restart? And really, the best part, you can always start new any day of the year. It doesn't matter if it's January. It can be a random day, and you'll always remember that random day when you finally decided to do the thing that you wanted to do. All right, I'm going to get to it. Hopefully you guys are too. Don't forget your protein. Eat more protein. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week. And I'll catch you next week. See ya. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, come by findingtheflor.com, where I will have show notes and links for anything I've mentioned today. Special thanks to Seth Johnson for creating and performing the theme music. Come back next week, and thanks for listening.